This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums. When the United States Marshals Museum opens, it will bear the name of the family of Mary Carleton and Robert A. Young III in honor of their support and contributions. The museum's board of directors approved the naming yesterday in Fort Smith. Museum officials say the fundraising needs for the facility are now less than $20 million. About $19.7 million remains toward the $58.6 million goal. Also yesterday, some of the plans for the museum's five sections were made public and indicated an interactive high-tech landscape for the space that is scheduled to open in September 2019 on the 230th anniversary of the U.S. Marshals formation. Arkansas Congressman Steve Womack, chair of the House Budget Committee, expects a government shutdown on Friday to be averted, in part by offering Senate Democrats an extension of CHIP. The Child Health Insurance Program provides coverage to about 120,000 low-income Arkansans and nearly 9 million people nationwide.
If I were wargaming this whole situation we're in right now with a looming deadline on Friday, that it probably would be CHIP. That I would offer up to the Senate in exchange for at least a temporary spending bill to at least keep the wheels of government turning.
The Republican-controlled Congress has until March before funding for CHIP runs out in Arkansas. Congressman Womack of Rogers voted last year for a five-year extension to the program. Two University of Arkansas-related projects are receiving the highest American awards in architecture and design by the American Institute of Architects. The accolades are part of the 2018 Institute Honor Awards. The home for the Fay Jones School of Architecture on the U of A campus, the Vol Walker Stephen L. Anderson Design Center, has earned an honor award for architecture, and the U of A Community Design Center and the U of A Office for Sustainability have been awarded an honor award for regional and urban design for the project Conway Urban Watershed Framework Plan, a reconciliation landscape. Formal presentation of the honors will take place at the AIA convention in New York City in June. It will cost more to park in Fort Smith's downtown soon, or less if your business takes under a dozen minutes. Last night, the city's board of directors approved raising per-hour parking rates for the first time in more than 30 years. The board upped the current 25-cent an hour rate and also implemented new parking price options. Visitors on Garrison Avenue will be able to purchase time for 12 minutes for a dime, half an hour for a quarter, or 50 cents for an hour. Other downtown streets will vary slightly, and the 2nd Street area will be free. The board also voted to allow installation of smart parking meters that can be used with smartphones. A popular mountain biking trail in Springdale is closed until Monday morning for tree cutting. The Thunder Chicken Mountain Trail will reopen Monday morning. The City Park bathrooms in Springdale remain closed, by the way, through Friday because of the extreme cold. Lows tonight remain well below freezing, but at least they'll be in double digits. The National Weather Service predicts low temperatures tonight in the mid-teens throughout our region. Tomorrow, highs are expected to reach between 41 and 45. Friday afternoon highs will be in the 50s. And a week of collegiate basketball for area teams begins tonight when the University of Arkansas men face Florida in Gainesville. The Arkansas women will host Florida tomorrow night in Bud Walton Arena beginning at 6. There is one more game tonight. The University of the Ozarks women are hosting Arlington Baptist tonight for a game in Clarksville. And the University of Arkansas Fort Smith teams are home tomorrow night and Saturday. Tomorrow night, they host the Texas A&M International Dust Devils at the Stubblefield Center. Saturday afternoon, St. Mary's will be in Fort Smith. And the John Brown University teams are in Chickasha, Oklahoma tomorrow night to play Science and Arts of Oklahoma. JBU will be home Saturday to host Mid-America Christian.